Weekdays, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
How do I know what the right height is? I'm not a bleeding engineer and all. What do you want
basically,
about?
Basically, does the microphone match your mouth?
Does it? You tell me with your big hairy ears on.
Wait, you know, excuse me, I certainly do not have hairy ears.
Well, there's hair coming out of your headphones.
I don't know where that's coming. It must be attached to my headphones then.
Your headphones, exactly. Yeah, your headphones.
Anyway, look at this. Last week, of course, it was a milestone Glory Days podcast. It was episode 200.
Yeah.
This is kind of like, this is that after the Lord Mayor show type of vibe where there's nothing special about today, it's just 201.
Well, to be honest, it wasn't anything special about the 200. It went down like a bicentennial lead balloon.
Yeah, we got no particular kind of adulation having done a special. Well, we didn't really do a special edition.
We didn't do a special. We just said this is 200 and then did the usual shite. And you know, that's the way it should be. You know what I mean? People like to make such a big mickey out of things and they don't really need to.
If you're doing something right all of the time, why would you change?
Exactly, yeah. And that's how whoever said we ever did that wrong, I definitely don't think so.
Exactly.
This is our last weekend now, isn't it? No,
there's no.
Yes, it is. No, we're gone next weekend.
Yeah, but
we're finished for Christmas and the whole lot.
We'd be expected to do a podcast.
Oh, fuck off, will you? You have to. What's wrong with you?
What?
Like, when we're finished, we're finished.
I'm just trying to. I'm not trying to put work on you. I'm trying to think of the list.
He can't help himself.
There are people out there, people listening to this, and without the dulcet tones of PJ Gallagher in their ears, making them chuckle, their Christmas would be lost.
To hell with them, and to hell with you. For coming up with work to do on Christmas. Don't you know that Christmas in Ireland, the one benefit to Christmas in Ireland is it is the most slacker time of year that there is. I'll be going, to Boston for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, and Boston and Christmas, Americans, they just do their shit, right? So it's the same. It's exactly the same except for the day, right?
Right.
Christmas Eve, you do the exact same. It's just a Wednesday, the day before Christmas, or a Thursday, whatever day it is, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's no such thing as St. Stephen's Day, or Boxing Day, or anything like that.
Does Santa leave his gifts on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, but you're all in bed. You've done your day's work. There's no day off. There's no time off. There's no big expectation. There's none of this. You don't leave out reindeer milk, or whatever the Jesus you leave out for the dogs that Santa has pulling the sleigh or anything.
Yeah.
You don't do any of that. You just go to bed and you wake up and then it's Christmas Day. People will travel and then you wake up the next day. It's not Stevens' day or nothing. You're just back to work. You're just back. It's over. It's done. It's finished.
You get a day off for Christmas.
A day off. And normally it creates more work for them. Because they go in on Stevens' Day, or the 27th, as they call it. It would be the 26th. Imagine, who knew that? The 26th. And they have to catch up on what happened the day before. Whereas Ireland, it's like, right, it's, what is it today? It's the 13th, is it? The 12th.
12th.
It's the 12th. And we're already going, well, there's no point in starting that. No.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I'm in full sort of wind-down mode now.
Where are you? When are you ever talking us into another podcast, you shitebag?
That's because, it's all about the listener for me, you know what I mean? You know how highly I regard the listener.
What about me?
Everything I do for them.
What about me?
Everything I do.
That's it. We should finish this podcast or the next one with a rendition of Everything We Do,
We Do It For You.
Or Everything Jim Does.
No, but you're right. I mean, I probably shouldn't have mentioned the idea of, you know, to be honest with you, you're right. We probably give them enough during the year. They don't need Christmas bonuses. They don't need extra Christmas podcasts.
Nobody does. They don't want it. They're
right.
Going to be off doing their own thing.
Forget I mentioned it.
They're going to be doing their own thing. They won't want to hear us, Jim. They won't want us. They won't want us to be stuffing their faces full of stuff.
Good point.
And then nobody comes back. They won't even want one in the new year. We shouldn't do another one until February. That's how long Christmas lasts in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, like, still February, you're still ringing people and they're going, and only in Ireland do you ring someone on Valentine's Day and they're kind of going, did you have a good Christmas here?
Yeah,
jeez, I thought I'd never get over it. Yeah. You know, you're only starting to come out.
And you're right about the kind of Irish association with work, because you get basically loads of people from the time December kicks in. If you ask them to do anything,
what?
It's nearly Christmas. Nearly Christmas. I'll have to do it after. I mean, you can't. You know, it's nearly Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like this, it might be the 1st of December. And then the other side of it, it's like, you know, it could be the end of January. And you say to somebody, any chance you do? Give us a chance, will you? We're only just back.
And you could be down. You could be going.
But
the heating went down in October. The children are freezing. And he goes, yeah, well, I'll get round to it in March.
Oh, my God, only just back.
I won't need the heating.
Give us a chance, will you? Yeah. Just ease myself into it.
Yeah, steady on, will you? You know, and people want to come back and half days and all.
Oh, yeah.
And already you hear people come saying that a first day back after work. This is a typical example. So a first day back after work, the normal calendar says for us in our job, you will be back on the Friday.
Yeah.
So you will come back on the Friday. That's the first available day of regular work, right? And in the States, people would just, it wouldn't even be questioned. They would just come back. It would be St. Stephen's Day, a Friday. They'd do the day to go off. Here, everybody was like, well, why not come on back on a Friday?
That's ridiculous.
What?
What would you do that for?
I presume it's a half day, is it? You're like, no, why would it be a half day?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No point. You know, but it's like that association.
Nobody there.
Yeah. Remember years ago, Peter Kay did that thing about, you know, people in bed, if they wake up to the radio, right?
Yeah.
If they wake up, they wait till a song finishes.
Yeah.
As though that somehow makes a difference. If they wake up and a song is playing, they kind of lie there until at least that song finishes.
Yeah.
Or else the other thing he said was, you know, they want an even number on the clock. I'm not getting up at 7 minutes past.
I never get that.
I'll go up at 10 past.
I'm there with Kelly. And like, you know, if you're on the telly, you know.
Yeah.
And she'd be turning it up, I just press it, like, whatever. And then she goes, I can't leave it on the 7.
What?
What do you mean? It's an odd number. I'm there going, what is wrong with you?
An odd number?
Yeah.
So it's not like she wants it rounded up to a 10 or anything?
Well, no.
It just has to be an 8 or a
10
6.
Or 12. But I'd be like, okay, I'll put it up a bit. 11. And you can see, you can feel her going, ooh. Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Like, and is she like that about anything else? Like, does she make all the labels face forward or anything in the presses?
Yeah, it's stuff. So, like, if I buy cans of beer, right, whatever, yeah. Or they're in a bag loose, you know, I just put them in. As I take them out, right?
Yeah.
So if I buy 6 cans, 4 of them might be upside down.
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
And she'd be like, ooh, they're upside down. And I'd be like, yeah. She's got 2 of them are, and I'd be there, yeah. And she'd go, ooh.
Oh my God, so she's got the full. Like,
well, I turned them around. I'm there going, I don't care what you do with them.
Is that called OCD or is that something else?
No, I think it's just, it's not OCD as in like, you know, it won't ruin her life. Like she won't have to sneak back in and all. But she'd be like, you know, oh,
she won't drive home while you're not there just to like, turn them the right
and
way.
Then, yeah, it'd be like, yeah. But it'd be like, why don't you just pay attention when you're putting them in? It's like, I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It means nothing to me, you know.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, oh, it just looks a bit messy, doesn't it? And they're going, I don't know. I didn't look at the rest of the fridge. I have no idea what's in there.
Oh, man.
I don't think it's any of my business.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't care. And so there is things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Or like things like
although I have to say,
I'd quite happily put a glass of Coke on the edge of the couch and walk off. And she'd be like, is that stable? I'd be like,
well,
I don't know.
That's a different
we'll
thing.
Know if
that's
falls.
A different thing, like, has to, you know, when something like it has the chance to actually spill over everything. That's a slightly different
thing.
Well,
it won't for no one sitting there.
But I tell you, I do buy into it when it comes to that thing about coming back to work. I do, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the weird thing about it is, I would turn around and say, well, there's no point on a Friday. Just start the week on the Monday. You know, I'll take the Friday off and whatever. Do the weekend and blah, blah, blah. And then I'll come back in the Monday and say, oh, starting on a Monday.
Yeah, yeah,
brutal,
I know.
Isn't it?
Whole bleeding
makes
weekend.
The, makes the whole week longer.
Should have just come back on a Friday, got a break, a soft landing. That's what happened.
That's it.
That is what happens.
And it is, and as you say, people expect that if you did come in on that Friday, sure, all you'd be coming in to do is make yourself a cup of tea, ask a few people how they got on.
And then heading off early.
And then heading off early.
And saying, what was the point of that? And that is what you do.
Yeah.
And you come in, and then there's always, it's like all the horror stories then as well, you know, it's like, how's your Christmas? And most people sort of do the whole, the pleasantries. Oh, yeah, it was grand, yeah, how was yours, grand, yeah, yeah, oh, it was okay, you know, yourself, oh, your bears, and all that.
Quiet, that's the one you always get.
The day, yeah, quiet. Yeah. It's all about the day, or Stephen's day, you know, I like that, you know. And then it's all followed by the silence, the dust settles. You know. Needs to lose a few pounds now.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Remember we came in once after COVID, and there was a fella that used to work here. And we hadn't seen him for 2 years, I think. A year and a half, anyway. At the very least. And came in and I says, how's it going? And the first thing out of his mouth was, I can't stop eating. I just can't stop eating.
And not I was even like, hello.
Not even hello.
You?
No, I hadn't seen him for nearly 2 years. I can't stop. I just can't stop eating. Yeah. I said, yeah. There's been a lot of that going around. He's like, no. He did look different. Yeah. Now, we all did.
Mind you, he was.
We all did.
He was a somewhat unique case.
He was. He's the fella now that he was working. He made a phone call, right? To a different company, right? He made a phone
call. This is arguably... What I mean,
one of the best.
This sounds like it was written as a specific joke. It sounds like something you'd hear one of those kind of end of the pier comedians saying, yeah, yeah. Well, this is true.
Well, he rang and whoever he was looking for, someone in the business, says, hi, it's this is Will, I'm looking for Charlie Hewson or whatever. And they says, who are you with? I mean, what company? And he looked around the office and he says, I'm on my own.
I mean, which, it does sound, but it sounds like one of those Brendan Grace kind of, you know, what gear are you in? I'm wearing a jumper and jeans.
But he was genuine.
Yeah, he genuinely, yeah. He goes,
I'm on my own. I said, why would you want to know that anyway? Your ma just dropped me off.
Yeah. Yeah. He was also a great man for knowing a bargain, wasn't he?
Oh, do you remember that? That was brilliant. So he got given, he went
this
into...
Is, this is me he was lecturing. He was lecturing me about
something. About bargains, yeah. Jim was buying something.
I was thinking about getting a barbecue.
Jim was thinking about getting a barbecue on the run to the summer. Everybody wanted barbecues during COVID times. You know, it was like a way to enjoy yourself outdoors in your garden. And it was, I think we were around the time where you were allowed to have three close friends or all that shite, whatever it was. And Jim was getting a barbecue. And this fella goes, oh, I'm after getting this one, look. It's €80 new or whatever, wasn't it? Something
like
that.
It was, yeah.
It was €80 new. And I got it for 60, right? And we were like, oh, brilliant, yeah. Yeah. I said, brilliant, yeah, 60 quid.
There's a few things I have to fix on it.
It's just the handle, there's no handle on the thing to take it off, I guess. So I bought a handle. So how much is that? He goes, 50 quid. I'm like, what?
To be fair, there was a few bits that was like, I had to get another shelf.
A couple of bits.
And there was a few bits or whatever.
And it added up to about another 50 quid, right? And we were there going, but you get the whole thing. For 80. And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, but I got it for 60. No, yeah.
Yeah, but you spent another 50. He goes, yeah. Got bad. I'm like, how do you?
That was mad.
And no matter how much, like, we never outright said you've spent more, but we were kind of going.
Yeah, we assumed at some point the penny had dropped.
So you spent 60.
Yeah.
And then another 50. And he goes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, what's that add up to? We were like, oh, you know, you don't even pretend. You can't give him the answers. What's that? That's about, what is that, 60 or 50, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's 80 now.
Yeah.
Like, but you spent a whole... And you spent... Yeah. I just didn't get it.
That was brilliant.
He was telling everyone.
As I say, he was a unique character.
Yeah.
He's a funny character.
Remember he came
not
in
intentionally.
One, he came in one day and says, you want to see the amount of fish I'm after getting? We're like, what do you want to do with all that fish? And then he went off. The list was like 15 monkfish, 2 cod, 3 ray... A clatter, the lobster. We look, when you eat all that, like, that goes off, you know, in a matter of days. He's like, oh,
unbelievable.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, he's that, you know, just because he thought he got a bargain. About 80 quid.
You think you used to slag him about? You never actually said it, but it summed him up perfectly.
Yeah, well, it was something like, it was just because
he'd walk up to you and say,
yeah, what does blue sound like to you? Does it be a real, is it loud, is it? I think it's very loud. He's just on another planet, right? Just on another planet.
It was, yeah. God, I'd tell you something. Wow. Yeah.
We need
people like that. At the time, they're weirdly irritating.
Yeah.
But then you look back at it.
And you think it's great.
It just goes to show, if you know, even with tragedy, if there's enough distance between it, you'll find the humour in it.
Yeah. Well, another fella here. I can only describe him as a pest. I mean... So remember,
hang a second. You've got to be a bit more specific than that. We've had some absolute belters.
Well, he was referred to himself as the Lion.
Oh my God, I do remember him.
Yeah,
I do. And he thought he was the funniest bloke.
He thought he was the funniest guy in the world.
That's right,
Jim. Right, yeah. He goes, his voice. He was from you want to see? I'm a public speaker. Now I'm absolutely giving away who it is at that point. But headcase.
Oh, genuine. You do meet them. This business. And it's not even whatever about on air people.
The on air people are normally grand. That's the public face. I mean, probably shows like what this whole entire industry is like if I make it to the microphone, and there's a multitude of others who don't on the background. You know,
You do get like, this industry. I suppose it would have been the same in telly or whatever else. You do get a lot of people who they come in the. Not on air bit.
Yes.
You know, the office-y bit and the stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sales or whatever.
And they see it as foot in the door.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're standing in the you know, kitchen or whatever.
Yeah.
And somebody's kind of like trying to entertain you almost as though you're supposed to turn around and go, You should be on the show.
Yeah, I know. I remember, there was one lad who came, used to be on radio myself back in the day. Yes, I would. Actually, we had a case of this. It's not even just the people that work in the building. We were doing an outside broadcast. You get ready for this. We were doing an outside broadcast in the cafe, right? And then we were the local chamber of commerce said, the butcher wants to give you a tour of his shop. And we were like, oh my God. You know, but you want to be polite, right? So we went into the shop and he shows us, that's the fridge. No way, a fridge full of meat, wow. And that's where we sell the meat and the sausages. And we're like, right, that's great. And you know, just trying to get through it. And he goes, come in here for a second. And he took us into his office, right? And he sits down behind his desk and then it begins. Used to do a bit of DJing myself back in the day. Like, oh my God, right? And I look at the ground. I just got silent. I look at the ground.
Pictures,
I'm like, as soon as it, just don't say anything, and this will, it will end. It will go away, right? And then he goes on his laptop. Tap. There's a picture of me DJing in Lanzarote or something, right? And there's a picture of him DJing in Lanzarote. And I'm just like, don't say anything, please, don't say anything. And Jim goes, did you do it for long? I was like, oh fuck, he's got to start asking questions. He's got to start asking around.
I can't help it.
He gets so uncomfortable.
Me.
He's like, yeah, I can't do it. And he's like, oh, I did it for like, yeah. A bit like yourself, Jim never DJed in public, ever. He never did.
No, I never did live.
Jim wouldn't turn around and say, oh, I actually never did that, but good for you. I'd say it was fun anyway. We have to go. No, Jim, did you live over in Spain? Oh, was it a holiday? Oh no! Come on!
You're saying that now, like that was the depths of it. Surely to God, when we went into that room and he said, "This is these are cardboard boxes."
Yeah.
Surely that was the low point.
Yeah,
man.
That was it.
Come on!
He took us into a room, literally, and says, "These are cardboard boxes." He goes, "Loads of them. These are the cardboard boxes."
That had to have been a low point.
And in fairness, even Jim didn't ask a question.
Glory days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Talk about aliens or stuff that sounds alien to us.
Right.
Doctors are now apparently, well, a certain section of them are seriously considering the possibility of us maybe being able to breathe through our bottoms in the future. And you might think to yourself, why would I want to do that? Well, when I told Jim this story, he says, well, you've been talking through it long enough. That's what he literally said to me.
It's just thought, yeah. I mean, yeah. If you're expelling from us,
why not? Intake,
but well, is this now? What is this? Some is this genuine now?
It
or is.
Is
this some sort of like
a doctor called Takanori Takebe from Cincinnati? He was taken back. He said when his father contracted pneumonia and he had to be put on a ventilator, and he saw how invasive a ventilator was, and thought to himself, there must be a better way. There must be another way without having this invasive equipment doing all of this. And he looked at the body and thought, where does the air...
So literally, he looked at, where else is there a hole you could get air into?
Yes. And he said, your bum.
And he, right,
he so said, and he goes, that was the, only, the bottom. Right. And he realised that he could devise an enema-like procedure that produces liquid saturated with oxygen. That goes into the bottom. He tried it on mice and pigs. You can imagine the look on their faces. Going through that.
What are you doing?
Whoa! Yikes! So he trialed it on them.
Right.
He says that they did get a little bit of discomfort as a side effect.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
But otherwise, it seemed to work, and he thinks that he might be able to make this a pretty genuine option into the future.
How do you get air into your lungs if it's going in through your bottom?
Oxygen, highly oxygenated liquid, he says, somehow can do it.
It just seeps in, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like you just learn to take a deep breath, like... close your nose and your mouth and take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And then, if you're a man, you could use your testicles as miniature lungs. Or it's not like that.
Because this is, you're bypassing the lungs then, really.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you're getting straight into the bloodstream.
Yeah, it's not like you can go swimming in the sea, a snorkeling, and leave your bum out and use it as a snorkel.
That's what it was starting to sound a bit like.
You know, like an orca going around the place, literally with a blowhole that you can use to breathe and stuff. It's not like that.
Right.
But he says it definitely... He won an award for it. For his Yeah.
A proper award now. Or
it's called the IG Nobel Prize. It's like a tongue-in-cheek sort of science award. He won it, and apparently in the...
Sorry, hang on a second. It's a tongue-in-cheek science award. Yeah. IG, as yeah. in Instagram. It's an Instagram...
I don't know.
Tongue-in-cheek science award, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
Maybe, yeah.
Breathing through your...
Yeah, well, he accepted the award, and apparently somebody, whoever handed him the award, says, thank you so much for believing in the potential of the bottom. So maybe it wasn't a very serious award. But he did win it.
Did he give a speech?
Yeah.
Did he bend over to do it?
Moving his cheeks with his hands, going, thank you very much.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
As much as PJ is trying to push it back, Christmas is a coming.
It is a coming. We are 2 weeks away.
Yeah, and one of the things, to be fair to PJ, you know, that like when we talk about Christmas things, yeah, there's, you know, you take the good parts of Christmas, like you like the food. The food's a biggie.
I do love the food. That's the one thing.
I'm struggling to think of anything else, but there is other
That's
things.
It.
That's the food. Okay, food. And then there are the not so nice parts of Christmas, of which this. Oh. Story is kind of one.
Yes, are you, if you're listening to this, a victim of the Great Christmas Compromise? Apparently the Christmas Compromise is now more sort of insidious than ever it was before.
Insidious?
So what
Look
is the Great
you.
Christmas Compromise? 34% of people now have to do... they don't get to spend Christmas the way they want. There's the sitting down with your other half or whoever else and saying, right, what are we going to do now? How much time are we going to spend with your blooming mother? And how much time are we going to spend with my lovely family? And how much time
right.
will we have guests over for and all this? And they have to divide their day or work out like, you know, a biannual dinner circle or something like that, you know.
It's like a rota, isn't it?
Like a rota.
Well, we have to go to Auntie Geraldine's on Stephen's Day because she always hosts a little.
I don't have to go.
I don't even like your Auntie Geraldine.
I don't even want to see her again. And you're like, you have to go.
Yeah.
And then if you want me to go to your Uncle Jerry's and the smell off him and everything... you know, so you have to come to these.
So this is what the Great Christmas Compromise is.
The Great Christmas Compromise. 34% of people are suffering with not getting it the way they want to do it. Most people, I think it's fair to say, just want to spend time in their home with their family.
I would have thought
whatever.
So.
That's
I would have thought so, that's
want.
It, yeah.
Some people want to visit family that they visit every year, maybe as a tradition. They're more than welcome there. They love going there. These are the sort of things. But then there's the significant percentage of, oh my God, I can't, every year, Jesus, every year. We have to go to this joke. I'll be listening to him farting on about fishing. Or whatever it is he's into now.
So,
you know,
so
every year.
Because the way you're describing it sounds, like the compromise happens very much on one side, you know, as opposed to the give and take. The compromise seems to be a little bit of like...
That's my experience of it. Everyone I know, be they man or woman,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. I don't think that makes a difference. But it seems to be like, you know, well, we have to compromise. And it's like, well, I don't want you to do anything.
Yeah, so I'm not asking you to go out of your way.
Yeah, so you want me to
compromise.
There's always one half that's like that and the other half that's like, you know,
yeah.
You know, there's fellas and all that be there going, oh, you really have to come and eat at least one dinner with me, man. Oh, she'd be highly insulted and all. Tell your ma, stand up to your ma. Say you have your own family now. Oh, gee, but she wouldn't like to hear that.
Yeah, the worst thing you can hear around Christmas, right? The worst thing you can hear is it's a tradition.
Yeah.
Anybody ever says that to you, you know it's something that you probably are not going to.
But like.
Yeah, we always do it. Yeah, well, that means, you know, you can stop.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have, you know. You can
cannibalism was a tradition at one point.
Cannibalism.
Yeah, but eating
That's
people
where you're
was a tradition.
Cannibalism was a tradition.
Yeah, not for Christmas.
We always have your Uncle Jerry for dinner. Yeah, but you don't wrap him in Brussels sprouts and bacon.
We will this year.
Glory days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
We were talking earlier on about the law, weren't we?
We were.
And nobody's above the law, PJ.
Well,
even if you run countries.
I see Nicolas Sarkozy, the French, ex-French president, was in jail, you know, for corruption, I think it was, accepting money from Libya for his presidential campaign. So,
right.
You know, unsolicited funds or some such when it came to it. So he was convicted, given 5 years in prison. It shocked the French public and all of that business.
Was he given 5 years, was he?
5 years.
Ooh.
Right?
Right.
So he's obviously in prison now, you think. No! Not only is he in prison, he went in for 20 days he served of his 5 years. And he is
now... Wow, that's seriously good behaviour.
Isn't it? Yeah.
He got it down to 20 days.
20 days. And as you can imagine, having served 20 of the hardest days anyone could ever serve, he's released a book on his experiences.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nelson Mandela has nothing on this fella. 20 days he did as a president in protected custody in the prison. You know, he says it was absolutely hellish. Welcome to hell, he said, the thoughts were when he went in. It goes on. He said, The Diary of a Prisoner is the name of his book. He describes it as...
The Diary of a Prisoner?
Yeah.
20 days?
The Diary of a Prisoner. This book is available now if anybody wants it for Christmas. He said it was like a low-end hotel with an armour door and bars. My God!
A low-end hotel.
That's what he said. That's hell for a Frenchman.
That's...
Hell.
I mean, literally... People who slag off prison say, oh, it's like a hotel in there.
Yeah.
But he literally said it's like a low-end hotel. I mean, I honestly, very little room service.
Yeah.
Very little.
Oh, and let me get to the room service. I'll get to the room service. He says, he had to decline meals because they were served in small plastic trays along with a mushy and soggy baguette. Sacre bleu! A Frenchman with a mushy baguette.
With a soggy baguette.
What has the world come to?
Oh.
Surely a murderer wouldn't be given a soggy baguette.
That's crimes. I mean, they need to go to the Geneva Convention, you know, or the... What's that place in Strasbourg? They need to go and...
The Strasbourg Convention.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, and he says it was...
A soggy baguette.
He says the smell of the baguette made him nauseous, and instead he had to eat dairy products and cereal bars. My God, dairy products. What is he? Some sort of Irishman?
So he said no to the food because it was in a plastic container.
And it was baguette. You don't give a French baguette.
How am I supposed to eat that? Look at it. It's not even on a china plate.
It's not even crispy. It's in a bucket. It's a miniature plastic bucket.
Good God.
He was allowed 1 hour a day in the small gym where he mostly used a basic treadmill. And then he was said, he said he was only allowed regular visits from his wife, who was a supermodel turned singer. And his lawyers. My God, it must have been hard on him to have a supermodel visit him every single day while he served time in something that was a low-rent hotel.
All of those 20 days.
For 20 days.
In a budget hotel.
Yeah. So he got out on October 21st.
What
he got
was
out,
the name of the prison?
November 10th, I beg your pardon.
Because it doesn't exactly sound like the Bastille, do you know what I mean?
La Santé prison in Paris. That's
right.
Where he did, yeah.
Be hilarious now if you could look that up and go and stay there of your own volition, wouldn't it?
You probably can.
Part of a package deal.
Yeah, imagine that. It wasn't prison at all. He just found out it was a 2-star hotel. And then you might think, well, why did he only... He got out on the 20th of November, or the 10th of November. So why did he get out when he had 5 years? Well, he says, my hell is not over. He says that he now has to spend the rest of his 5 years living in his mansion with an ankle tag, which is supermodel wife. And crispy baguettes served on plates.
That's, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he says it's his daily reality now, is that he is a prisoner in his own mansion in Paris.
What do you mean? Like, so he's not allowed to leave the mansion?
Well,
he can't walk around the streets or anything?
Well, no, he can't. He just can't go too far, I think.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. That must be awful for him.
You can't get the metro.
What about my international travel and everything?
My God. But my favourite baguette shop is 2 blocks away.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Happy Friday.
It actually has to be seen to be believed. I know, you know, like there's there's this thing, right, where people slag off breakfast radio. I've heard other radio stations do it, where it's like the whole thing, and I have heard radio stations like this, where it's like Monday, it's like, oh my God, how's your weekend? I hope it was weekend. Tuesday, well, still just in the glow of the weekend there, having a great day. Tuesday, Wednesday, hump of the week. How are you getting on, hump of the week? How's your week going? Thursday, it's like, almost a weekend. And then Friday, it's like, it's the weekend. What are you going to do? And that's it, every week, right?
Yeah.
Now, we don't do that, except... For Jim comes in here on a Friday morning and he's walking on... It's like he's fallen in love. He's walking on air.
Upon a time, Friday was... Actually, no, you went through a weird stage. In fact, you've never really had... There was a small window in the years I've known you. There was a small few years where you did have that sort of sense of... Oh, brilliant. It's the weekend. I'm going to do loads of stuff. I've got loads of plans. I'm going loads of places.
But I ended up in a mental hospital not long after that. But for the most part,
prior to it, you were so clued in. You wouldn't do anything at weekends. You were like, you'd be up at 6 a.m. on a weekend looking out the window.
Looking out the window like, right? A domestic house cat wondering what to do then with my time.
You had a couple of years where you really embraced the whole weekend thing and you went for it and it was, there was things going every direction. And then
a long stay.
Yes. And then... Then you found the joys of family.
Family, yeah.
And now families occupy your weekend.
They're like, the creche is closed every weekend. Are you serious?
Yeah.
When'd you open again? And then this is, yeah, and bank holiday weekends. They're like, and bank holiday weekends!
So, yeah.
Are you saying
I've never really been one to embrace the weekends over and above rest of the week?
I like being here. I like hanging out with you. I know you find it hard to believe.
No, I do. Of course I love my job. I'm, you know, very lucky. I know I am. But Friday, man, and the weekend, and not getting up early and everything.
I hope nobody else out there understands the pain of unrequited love. I'll tell you that much.
Listen, that's not what we were going to talk about. You've taken us down a weird rabbit hole there.
I have, yeah.
We were going to talk about the fact that, look, when this Christmas experience is over... Which PJ can't wait for. I'm afraid there is another thing that you're going to come up against, and that is you're going to constantly be faced with this idea that it's the new year and that somehow there should be a new you.
You should be transforming yourself. Don't bother.
Yeah, exactly.
Do not bother. Modern life is a struggle because our bodies are not built to handle it.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. This is research. Research from an actual fella.
Yes.
Is it
fellow, like as in a fellow of a college, or just you just mean a fella?
Said
it to you.
I don't know the difference, but this fella is in Loughborough University, and they've done a study on it, and it says our bodies are just not designed for the world that we live in. Our bodies were designed to be filled with physical activity, to be involved in nature, and to almost be in touch with only brief moments of stress and not the relentless pressures of what is now modern and contemporary living. Right?
Correct.
So these evolutionary anthropologists are saying that we've evolved at such a pace that it's outstripped our body's ability to adapt to the world we're in, right? So,
all of that seems to make sense, you know, the idea. Because
until you think about it,
I would be the first to hold my hand up and say that my body is not fit for purpose. I get that.
Mine.
It was the little bit at the start about how it was meant to be filled with exercise and nature and everything.
Yeah, if that's true, then why are you talking? Like, why? Hold on.
If that's the case, then why does my body constantly say to me, "Sit down, Jim, will you sit down?"
Yeah, and also,
have another biscuit.
Exactly. And you know some, eat your blummin' biscuit. Because I'll tell you one thing. One thing I know that they didn't include in the story is that we now have the longest life expectancy ever in the history of humanity, right?
Yeah.
Now, everyone always does this. You know, you talk to hippies and hippies will be there. You know the way hippies carry on. They're like, you know, we have to go back to in the
8th. Is there still hippies?
Ah, yeah. And they'd be like, 3,000 years ago, they used to just hunt a buffalo and they'd eat that and they'd eat nothing else. And that's what we're meant to do, is hunt. And they go, yeah, the average life expectancy was 16.
Yeah.
Old people were 27. If you made it to 27, we live much longer now by doing nothing. Much longer.
Yeah.
By doing nothing.
So it's all very well saying, you know, your body's meant for, you know, physical activity and exercise and,
yeah, exactly,
you know, all of that sort of stuff. And you shouldn't be sitting down or barely sitting down.
I totally disagree with you.
But the trouble is, it's like, somebody needs to tell my body that.
Yeah, and we've come up with loads of medications.
It doesn't want to.
You know, I've come up with loads of medications to take the pain away of rheumatism and all and that non-activity. You don't have to exercise now. Just take the medicine.
I feel the need to put a warning out to say we are not medical professionals. Do not listen to any advice you ever hear on this show.
Do you know who else isn't a medical professional? Some blooming hippie who just goes, if you just eat tofu and hang around in the forest.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.